I do not struggle with acne. Part of you not wanting to accept that was because then it would be real. Online, it was the place where I could just go and be myself and not care about anything else going on. It's just been such a like roller coaster, and I literally don't know what I'll be doing within the next year. You're gonna see that all of this hard work is one day gonna pay off. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today's episode is going to be a letter to my 13-year-old self. I really want to make this because I think a lot of us, you know, look back and wish there were things that we could say to our 13-year-old selves. And I get so many of you guys commenting being like, I wish I had you around when I was 13, or I'm going to show my 13-year-old daughter this. I don't know. I think it's just a very pivotal age where we start to become more self-aware, where insecurity starts to set in, where comparison starts to set in, where we start to actually like grow up as women, and a lot of the pressures and beauty standards and all of that are kind of placed on us. There's pressures from all sides, academic pressures, physical like pressures, body pressure, like all of this stuff. And I wanted to make an episode dedicated to my 13-year-old self. So this is going to be a little different, but let's get right on into this. Before we do, I do want to mention that I just applied for the Sephora Squad. This is basically a group of influencers that they put together every year to further impact their messages. This would be an amazing opportunity for me to take my message of skin positivity and breaking down beauty standards even further. So I would really, really appreciate your support. I'll have the testimonial link down below in the description, leaving me a testimonial explaining, you know, if I've impacted you in any way or what you think of my content will really help with my application. So I do want to put that out there, but let's get into this. Okay. Hi, Lavi. You are just about to start your YouTube channel, which you are so excited about. I already know that because all you do is watch YouTube videos in your room, recreating videos, creating projects with your brother. You're always on the go and you are a major yapper to the point where even in school, you know, the one bad thing that will be written on your report card is she gets all her work done, but she talks so much that it distracts others, which is fitting because 10 years from now, at almost 23, you will have a podcast, which you have done about 70 episodes for. So you can really just be in your element and yap away. You are going to start these videos and have so much fun doing them, only to be kind of judged by it in a way. You know, kids at school are gonna talk about it and talk about how they just saw your video, and these videos are not gonna get lots of views. If it's 300 video views, that's, you know, you're gonna just feel so happy, but in the back of your head I know you're thinking, wow, I'm putting in so much work. You're uploading 3 times a week, so remember the schedule: Sunday, Tuesday, Friday. And saving up every dollar from birthdays or Christmas to buy drugstore beauty products because there's no way you could afford a product from Sephora. Your parents supporting your journey, your mom bringing home lipsticks for you to review, gifting you for your 15th birthday a full box of Milani lipsticks because she knows that you are going to be so excited to do a full review on them. And you really, really being dedicated to the people that are watching you, even though it's just a few. And as you keep going along your YouTube journey, you know, there's gonna, again, be kids at school that are making fun of you, or family or friends who ask, you know, are you still making those silly videos or those little videos in your room? And every time you just facing it with yes, but feeling like as if it should be something that you are embarrassed about, but knowing deep down that you just love it so much, you can never give it up. And then you kind of take a pivotal turn where you're uploading your videos, you're doing your makeup looks, you're literally having so much fun doing full glam, and you start breaking out. And everyone says, you know, teen acne is usual and This is very new because now your skin doesn't look the way it used to, but you are continuing with your makeup looks and you don't know anything about filters or, retouching or Photoshop. I don't even know if back then on YouTube this was a possibility, but you upload it anyways and you just realize that you never really see that type of skin. You never really see acne or texture or any imperfections on the big beauty gurus that you watch on YouTube, which makes you feel different, but you think, you know what, this is my skin. I'm a teenager. I'm experiencing acne. This is pretty normal. As the years go by, you start to get messages on YouTube of people thanking you for posting your real skin. And for you, it's kind of confusing because it's like, this is just how I look before I do my makeup. But you start to get to a point where you're more comfortable sitting in front of a camera than you are going out to the grocery store or going to school without covering your skin. Because you know that eyes will be on you. You know that people will look at your skin, and you didn't have friends growing up that really were struggling with their skin. So for you, you did feel a bit out of place, but you never wanted to admit that you're someone who struggles with acne because you always thought this is just going to be a phase, it's going to go away. I do not struggle with acne. And I think part of you not wanting to accept that and just speak it out loud, even if it was in your head, was because then it would be real. It would really make it real that you are struggling with acne. And the worst part about it was probably the unsolicited advice from family members and friends, or even people at the mall grabbing you for the from the kiosks and saying, "Hey, we have a cream that will fix your skin." And all of a sudden, it became something that you felt that you had to fix with yourself because you were experiencing acne as a hormonal teenager. Now, at this age, 13, you start to compare yourself, to your friends at school. Everyone starts having crushes on boys, and you start thinking, does he like me? Does he like my friend more? Does my outfit look good today? Do I look good today? All this stuff. Am I smart enough? Am I pretty enough? All these things. And it's so true that when people say, comparison is the thief of joy, I think it's really at this age where you're in middle school and you already feel so like lost and confused in your own body when this really starts to take into effect. I actually remember, and looking back now, it may feel silly, but for you in this moment, I know it feels like a lot because you didn't like being brunette. You didn't like having dark hair. You wanted light hair. You wanted to be blonde if you could. You had a boy you liked that you thought liked you back tell you that he actually likes your friend more. You were told that you talk too much, or you have too much energy, or you care too much about school, or why are you coming to school, so dressed up in heels and all these like fancy clothes. And it was just what you like to do, and that's okay. And I think looking back now, I can tell you that you're gonna grow up and love your hair. Realize that so many people dye their hair this dark to have it look this way. And you're gonna start to realize that you are so much more appreciative of your features. I know growing up, it's funny because you're always kind of told you were like fluffy looking or like a chubby sibling because you had a younger brother who was always super slim. And I look back at those photos of myself and think, fluffy where? Chubby wear, because you're literally like a stick girl, But I think at this age is when you start comparing and start thinking, I need to be working out, I need to be doing these HIIT workouts, I need to be doing these crazy diets. I remember doing this like 3-day military diet for what was I dieting for at the age of 13? But this is what you felt you need to do because that's when this whole comparison game really came into play. And looking back now, I'm so happy that me now has reached such a different point, and I'm so happy that you helped me get there from the age of 13 till now. But I'm just sorry that you felt the need to like do that or be this certain person. And I think at that age, you also felt like you were doing everything but not anything enough in either aspect. Played piano for 10 years. Was in a bunch of sports, was always good like academically, got really high grades, but just felt really lost in like what I'm going to do. And at that age, I think it felt like, okay, people are really good at piano, really good at sports, and you were just kind of good at everything, but not really good where you wanted to take it further and excel. And I think you were just trying to find something that you enjoyed, and maybe you saw other people enjoying it and you wanted to try it out as well, but you were always very adventurous with that. And fast forwarding to, age 15, 16, you started getting a bit more acne. Felt so much more comfortable talking to a camera. It was your safe space. I specifically remember getting broken up with at the age of 15. And girl, you were crushed. You were crushed. And looking back at it now, it's like, oh, you're just gonna be so fine, and you're gonna look back and think, like, what a silly, like, high school relationship. But at the time, you felt. And I think so much of your teenage to adult life, you're gonna feel like penalized or that there's something wrong with you for feeling so much and being so emotional. But where I am today, I can tell you right now that feeling too much is not a thing. Being too emotional is not a thing. It's honestly your superpower. And the fact that you feel so much allows you to feel so much for the work you do, for your passions, for the people you love. And that's never something that you should give up on. I'm so happy that you didn't, or else I wouldn't be sitting here still feeling so much every day. But I specifically remember that breakup, and the first thing I did, like, the next day was do my makeup, sit down in front of the camera, and film like a monthly makeup favorites video. And there was a smile on my face that whole time because online, it was my safe space. It was the place where I could just go and be myself and not care about anything else going on. And this safe space sometimes felt a little intruded upon when, my videos would be brought up at school. People would ask me if I'm making money off this, which at the time, absolutely not. I had a teacher in high school play my video as I was walking into the class, just projected onto the screen, and I was mortified. Everyone kind of comparing subscriber counts of other people were doing YouTube, and it was like, oh man, like, I only have 2,000 subscribers. Should I not be doing this anymore? And it just felt like years and years of work and consistent uploading 3 times a week, and this is not going anywhere. And I actually remember sitting down filming a video crying because I just felt so lost, and I loved doing YouTube, but it just felt like I wasn't getting my flowers, and seeing other people do really, really became so difficult for you because it was like, why not me? And I think, have I perfected this by the age of 23, almost 23 here? No, but I can tell you right now that I'm so much more understanding of just trusting in the universe and trusting your timeline and realizing that everything comes at its right place and time. And you're gonna feel like so much, throughout high school and university, you're gonna feel like, man, I'm putting in all this effort and I'm not seeing, as much of the, let's say, benefits as other people. And looking back now at 23, I realized, if I had as much work and eyes on my content and all of this now as, if I had all of this, but back when I was in high school, in my first few years of university, it probably would have been a lot harder for me to achieve my academic goals because I would have been so focused on work and creating content because this is where my heart is. And although in those times it was so frustrating feeling like, I'm putting in all this work into my content, I'm not getting, let's say, like, the quote unquote hype I deserve. Now that I'm growing my account so much more and growing this community I've built, when I do have a lot more time and I'm, a lot more grown and can delegate my time and figure out how to get through this last year of school while working so much, it's like I'm right at the end. So I'm going to push through to finish my degrees because I'm right here. But if this would have happened high school, first year university, I think my life could have turned out a lot differently. So trusting in the process and trusting in the plan the universe has set out for you is so important. And I'm just so happy that you started YouTube back in 2014 and never gave up. 10 years later, you are still doing it. And now content is your full-time job, which I think you would be so over the moon to hear. And the thing is, your relationship with your self-confidence has changed so much from not being able to leave the house without makeup on because you'd feel like everyone was looking at your skin, to clearing your skin completely and finding that newfound confidence, and being able to love makeup, to getting severe acne again and feeling like you couldn't even play around with makeup anymore unless you did a full coverage look. And it was really like this love-hate battle of like you love makeup and you love reviewing products and everything, but just the constant wish of like, if only I had clear skin, then this wouldn't be impacting me as much because then I could just apply my makeup without my skin hurting or, just look like everyone else I see on social media. And you're gonna try the most like horrendous skin hacks ever. You're gonna fall for every clear skin just overnight by putting toothpaste or literally your whole pantry worth of ingredients on your face, and you're gonna try it all because you're desperate for a solution. But it's also gonna come to a point where you feel just more comfort over time by accepting the fact that yes, you do struggle with acne, and yes, there's not something wrong with you. You're gonna develop such thicker skin from comments, 13 when you were first told that you need lip filler because your lips are too small. 15 when you were told your skin is disgusting. 17 when you were being told hate comments for talking too much, or people not liking the way you look or disagreeing with your opinion. Coming all the way to 23 where you get daily comments about how people don't like how you look or don't like what you're doing or think that you talk too much about acne or talk too much about skin positivity or do too much of that, do not enough of this. And now those comments just roll off your back. And thank you so much for not letting those comments affect you even at that ripe young age of 13 and not scrambling to, hope to one day get lip filler or change up your face just because some people online commented that behind a profile that had no username and no profile picture. Thank you for consistently allowing yourself to be you, regardless of what people said. And regardless if people made fun of your videos or questioned why you were, posting these videos online, you just kept doing it each and every day, regardless if some of these comments got to you a little bit, because it's okay to feel things, but still persisting and being like, nope, I'm not letting this affect me today. Thank you for persisting with that. You're gonna see that all of this hard work is one day gonna pay off. And it's so interesting looking back because I sit here now at 23 and I sometimes feel lost or as if I'm not doing enough. And I just have to think, okay, well, my 30-year-old self will probably look back and think, oh, if she only knew what was coming. And that's exactly, well, I'd hope that that happens. And that's exactly how I feel looking back at my 13-year-old self, thinking if she only knew what was coming, because when she would be at the drugstore, really thinking, okay, I can buy like one foundation, which one am I buying and which one am I reviewing? Buying her first palette, first ever makeup palette, which was either the Too Faced Chocolate Bar or the Urban Decay. And now consistently working with Urban Decay, doing contracted work with Urban Decay, going on a brand trip with Urban Decay when the Naked palette was like the first high-end makeup product she bought. And it was definitely a palette because like how could you spend your money on just like a foundation or something, right? I remember getting my first MAC lipstick. And I picked out like the ugliest shade because I thought, I don't know what I thought. I was just like, let me, if I'm spending this money on a lipstick, let me get something that's like different, something that I wouldn't usually wear. And I got this like bright bubblegum Barbie pink that just looked horrendous on me. I'm sure now I could make it work with like a lip liner and layering it. But back then I just had the lipstick and I put it on and I was like, yeah, this is not my shade. But that was the first MAC lipstick I bought and I held on to that thing for years because I'm like, this is just too special to give away because spending $20 on a lipstick was a lot, like at the time, and MAC was actually the first brand that took me on a trip to LA that I got to bring my brother on, and getting the most beautiful makeup packages sent to me from MAC, being able to test out their products now, freely is just insane. But I think if I remember the first time I got a MAC PR package and I was literally in tears because I knew my younger self would be going crazy. One of my favorite brands at that age was Wet n Wild because I could buy a lot of their products for just a few dollars. And I remember getting my first Wet n Wild package too, and I felt like a little kid in a candy shop because it was like, wow. Like it was more to me, I feel, and not that, receiving stuff isn't always special, but it hit home a little harder than even receiving like a high-end makeup brand because I was never able to like buy that as a kid anyway. So it's like so foreign to me anyways, but with these drugstore brands and when I get them in the mail, it's like, oh my gosh, like little Lavinia would have been literally screaming off the rooftops if this package came to her door. And what you wish that you saw when you were little, of seeing real skin, seeing makeup campaigns unfiltered with, no retouching, seeing real texture shown through, seeing foundations applied over acne and redness and texture and scarring, that is exactly the content that you will be making in 10 years. And helping so many little girls and boys, and even adults, helping their 13-year-old selves within them feel that confidence already and wishing that they saw that when they were younger as well. You are gonna make these videos, and in turn, it's gonna make you more confident in your skin, and you're gonna just create this like unbreakable foundation confidence that no matter the breakouts that come and go, no matter the insecurities you're dealing with, you can trust in yourself that you will make it through. And thank you for growing up. And, although you had so many days at I remember 18 years old crying myself to sleep because I had acne, fearing that I would be going on a trip with the boyfriend I had at the time and literally crying myself to sleep the night before because I was so scared about him seeing me makeup free. I never want you to feel that way again. And do I get emotional over my skin still? Yeah, there's still days that I get down, but feeling unlovable because of my skin was a such a different place to be. And now knowing that people will love you regardless, the people that don't are not for you, and that you don't need to justify that or hide or, feel like you are obligated to wear makeup to leave the house and feel like it's a chore. Find that love again for makeup. And during the pandemic, that's exactly what you did by, just doing full face of makeup without foundation or covering your skin and finding that newfound beauty. And once you built up that confidence, the universe really tested you again by hitting you even stronger when you came off birth control. And this was probably like the most rock bottom time you felt with like your self-confidence. But at the same time, it was such an opportunity because you had nowhere but up to go, and you had to force yourself into confidence, or else you would literally just have to hide inside until your skin got better. And again, life lessons of that you would find someone that loves you for you when your skin was at its absolute worst, like absolute worst. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited to tell you, I completely forgot about this. You freaking own skincare brand. I know at that age you've always dreamed of being a business owner, and it looks a lot different than you might think. Won't give you too many spoilers, but it's definitely very different than you would have imagined. And this is just really showing that you just have to take every opportunity, like you've always done, but keep doing that. Just like every opportunity that comes, take the opportunity and run with it because you never know what doors could open. It's almost been a year that the brand has been launched. You have created the most efficient skincare system with an engineer. And spoiler alert, you do go into engineering, which I know at 13 you never thought that that would be your path, but you do that and you excel in it, finish it off with a bang, and create a really, really cool brand. That you're slowly growing, and it's going to show you a lot about true business ownership. And I know that's where you always wanted to be, and it's funny because you at 13, I know you just want to be an adult so badly, like so badly. You just want to like have everything figured out, work and do all this. And because of that, I don't know if I should thank you for this or not, but because of that, now at 23, I feel like I'm in my 30s because it's like I feel like I've been working forever, and but I wouldn't change it for anything else. I love what I do, and thank you for starting that YouTube channel and starting posting and never giving up at 13, because I wouldn't be sitting where I am today. And thank you for, at 18, giving TikTok a chance to just try and that platform out and going to a degree that you didn't think you'd go to. Thank you for in high school going in just a week before school started to switch out into the cosmetology apprenticeship program and completing that. Thank you for just always trying to get on the path you want. And again, this year you are doing the coolest thing, which I'm not gonna spoil for you yet, but it was just again of like you saw an opportunity and you made it happen. Even if it didn't look like it would, you made it happen. And never lose out on that drive and that love for life and that love for trying new things and exploring and adventuring, because it's just so, so special. And I know you're gonna change what you want to do, like career-wise, like 30 times from now until you go into university, but you're gonna find your path. And even now at 23, I don't know exactly where things are gonna take me, but I think I'm a lot more comfortable with more of the unknown. Because every year of my life for the like my 20s has looked so different, and it's just been such a like roller coaster, and I literally don't know like what I'll be doing within the next year. So I think that's part of the exciting part about it, is not having like the super concrete plan. It is also scary, but just trusting again in like your path and where that will take you is so important. And just thank you for setting yourself up for those opportunities to come. And it's crazy because then at 16 you apply for a job with Sephora and you don't get it. And you feel a bit crushed because you're like, man, I would have loved to work there. It would have been so fun to, receive these beauty products and all of this. And you're working now on two Sephora campaigns this month. So it's just crazy how things come around, and what may seem like a closed door in the moment is going to be an even wider door in just a few years. You just have to stay dedicated to what is true in your heart and your passions, and let that lead you through life. And no, not take no for an answer in that certain situation, because you never know how it's going to turn around to actually be an opportunity for you. And I just know, like, if you were watching the content I'm putting out now, the videos I'm putting out now, you would literally be so happy seeing all this, seeing all the brands that I've gone to work with, seeing all the products I've gone to review, seeing all the responses from people and how you've helped them over the years because of what you experienced as a 13-year-old. And I just thank you for keeping that going. I'm so grateful every day that you started that channel. And I'm so grateful for my little brother for pushing me to create the channel and actually creating the account for me and pushing me to upload. I'm so grateful for that every day, and just the resilience of not giving up. And then I guess a message for my 30-year-old self, maybe we'll do that. I hope you find everything you're looking for, but continue to just know that things grow over time and results won't be instant. Keep that same drive that little Lavinia had, because for a fact that she just kept going regardless of seeing that growth for literally 10 years. So don't let results stop you from accomplishing your dreams, and just keep pushing forward. And I hope that you do that and continue turning the message you're trying to make and the impact you're trying to make on the beauty community. Just keep growing and taking it, to more in-person experiences with this podcast, and just really making an impact on all the young boys and girls out there who all deserve to feel confident and beautiful in their skin, and feel included in the beauty industry, because it's not really been what has been shown so far. And one last thing for 13-year-old Lavi, I will tell you right now that you have never felt more confident in your skin, in your body, than you do now. And I think throwing out jeans that didn't fit anymore from high school made you like cry a little bit on the inside, because you always had this pressure of like, I need to be skinny, I need to be look this way, I need to look this way. And let me tell you right now that I have put on some amazing muscle, especially in my legs, and I absolutely love it. And thank God those jeans don't fit me anymore, because I'm looking great, feeling great, and it's all about just growth and looking back and realizing that those things that we pinpoint and let drive our minds and let consume us don't actually matter so much in the long term. But that's part of growth. And I think that's the cool part about growing up and your 20s. Like, I feel like I'm in my 20s. I know I'm just like 3 years in, but I feel like I'm learning something every single day, and every day is like such an up and down ride of good and bad. And like, I've never cried so much in like my life. But I've also never experienced so many cool experiences and joy, and it's just been so up and down, but I'm so grateful for the journey. And I can't wait to see what the rest of my 20s hold and what new, life lessons and learnings come, because I swear every day is a learning lesson in your 20s. But that is it for this episode, guys. I don't know, I just felt like I need to make a little message for my 13-year-old self, because I wouldn't be here without her, and I'm just very grateful. And this kind of goes to the rest of, our teenage selves, and just giving them some appreciation for what they went through and the growth that we've seen thus far. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit different. I'll be back with another guest next week, so definitely stay tuned for that. I have so many good guests coming up. So definitely subscribe to YouTube if you're watching the video version. We upload on YouTube every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. And then we also upload the audio version on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms at 7 a.m. on Sundays as well. But that is it for this episode. Thank you for getting loud with me. I love you all so, so, so much. Remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and you will hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.